It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Indeed it is. Our guest this week is Sylvia from Polyester. How are you doing today?
I am good. Hello, Hunter.
You've chosen three songs.
Yes.
All great songs.
Thank you.
Really good picks. I like that we did a big dig out of the BFM CDs to find the last one.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that eventually. This first one that you've chosen, how did you pick this one?
Well, I have really loved Marnie Stone since I was probably 12 or 13. Basically, all of my music that I like just came from my sister being like, I want you to be a cool person and I hate you currently, so you should listen to all of these mean tunes.
Saw you going down a bad path.
Yeah.
And
she was like,
redirected you.
I don't know. So she showed me Marnie Stone, and I really like it because it's like a combination of like some really obscene guitar solos, but it's also like really feminine and really cool, and I basically only listen to female vocalists, so she's one of my tops.
Yeah. So this track in particular, how did you pick this up from the other ones?
Well, it's the starting track of my favorite album by her. And when I listen to music, because I don't know, I always just tend to listen to an entire album at once. So it's always the first one that I listen to, and it sort of like gets you in the zone for the rest of the album. I'd say my second favorite one is Prime on the same album, which is also really cool because she plays a lot with like vocal techniques, which are really awesome. But I always just really liked this one.
Yeah, it's nice to listen to albums in full. You always do recognize that first track.
Yeah, for sure.
As like a key track on the album.
Yeah, absolutely. So
that's real good. We'll give it a listen, and then we'll come right back and talk about the second one that you've chosen for
Sweet.
Us.
We'll be right back.
So you're saying that Marnie Stern has done shows for dogs?
Yeah, she put on a gig for dogs. I only knew about that because I was searching her up on YouTube and there is a video of her just playing a gig for some dogs who are just like running around a studio and she's playing them some, she's just like doing some mean tapping guitar solos.
Because I think there's actually like a few artists out there that have started doing that recently.
Yeah, this would have been years ago though. This is probably like 10 years ago.
Trendsetter.
Yeah, I know. She knows what's up.
The second track, I've seen the name everywhere and I never know how to pronounce it and I'm too scared.
It's just Susie.
Okay, sweet.
Susie and the Banshees, very classic 80s goth band.
Yeah.
This song is, I think, possibly one of my favorite songs of all time. It is something that I've wanted Polyester to cover a few times, but it is so not in our, like,
planting the seed.
Yeah, it's like not our repertoire at all, but yeah. I like nearly got us to try and cover it.
You'll get there.
I just love Susie so, and there's a really cool beat to the song as well, and it just makes you want to like dance from the minute it starts, which is like, it's always so mean.
Because this is quite an older song. Did your sister introduce you to this one as well?
I mean, she got me in the zone for looking for music. So I don't know if she like on purpose was like, listen to this song in particular, but she always liked Suzy Sue and like The Cure and like all of those classic bands. My parents hate the 80s and everything it represents. Because
so you embraced it?
Yeah, because they're from the 70s and they're like, oh my God, 80s pop music is such trash.
Same way that eight people from the 80s hate the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I just sort of, I don't know, I just love goth stuff. I love it.
Because it's not exactly like the kind of music that you've been working on. So how does it tie in?
Well, it's funny because everyone always, like, I don't know, whenever I talk about the music that I like, they're like, well, that's not the music that you make. And I like the music that we make because I like the style and it's very, like, I don't know, it's very Amelia, and me and Amelia tend to have, like, she's introduced me to a lot of music that I really like now, like lots of like more twee stuff and like more poppy stuff. But like initially as a teenager, when I first started really liking music, I was just listening to like hardcore girl bands and goth music.
That's awesome.
And that's still where my heart lies, I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we'll give it a listen and then we'll come back and we'll talk about a few things that you have upcoming.
Sweet.
Spellbound.
Spellbound. This is such a good song.
From the cradle bars comes a beckoning voice that sends spinning. You have no choice. You hear laughter
you're saying that the music video is awesome.
Yeah, it's a very good music video. It's just very 80s and very good. Lots of bright colors and like spinning. It's basically just the band playing, but it's like very energetic.
Yeah, theatrical.
Yeah, for sure.
So you have a show coming up this Saturday, BFM show.
Yes.
B-Card launch party.
B-Card launch party.
Yeah. Lots of really good people on the lineup as well.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this show. It's going to be good fun.
There's going to be more to be announced as well. So yes. I'm looking forward to that second push to get people there. It's going to be all thanks to Rudy's Beer. Have you had a Rudy's before?
I don't know if I have
it. So I had a Rudy's last week at the Vic.
Was it ace?
It was actually really nice. It was. It reminded me a lot of just some
crafty.
Yeah, it was quite. But it was also simple, and it was a nice. It was like a
craft beer meets a Waikato draft.
Yeah, yeah. But with less Waikato.
Hey, I love a Waikato draft.
Yeah, soft spot.
Yeah.
This last track, the one that we dug out. Couldn't find it in the system, but found it in CD form.
Yes.
In the BFM library.
This is Bat Rider. Bat Rider is a band that I have liked since I was very, very small. I went to Camp Aloham when I was like 15 or 16. Mm-hmm. And I met Sarah Chadwick Bat Rider and was like fully starstruck and like had a little wee and did a dance about it.
Yeah, awesome.
But her style of singing is actually pretty... Like, I take a lot of inspiration from that. She fully sings in her Kiwi accent, which is something that I am a huge fan of and try to do myself.
Embrace it.
Yeah, it's like genuine, like super genuine. And you can find, like, when people make music, sometimes they're sort of like hiding behind a bit of a facade and they put on a bit of a show, which is like fine. But I really like it when you just sort of are like kind of rawly yourself on stage and also like orally.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll give it a listen. Thanks for coming up.
Oh, thank you.
I like that you were so sure on this track.
Yeah.
Like, because we have a few here on the digital library, but
yes.
You're very sure that you wanted to play this track. Which one was it?
Homie Know Me. It's probably, if you've heard of Bat Rider, you'll know this song.
Of course. Well, I'm not too familiar with Bat Rider.
But
so
I hope you like it.
Is this a good place to start?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks for coming up.
Cheers.
Plastic bag, but with the handles gone. Wait till tomorrow morn. We'll lie out on the lawn. And it's written on your face for long that your whole life's a yawn. Just leave the TV on. I'm just a plastic bag, but with the handles gone. Wait till tomorrow morn. We'll lie out on the lawn. And it's written on your face for long that your whole life's a yawn. Just leave the TV. We'll be right back.
that was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.